Anti-austerity protests erupt across Europe on Wednesday. Strikes or protests took place in Greece, Portugal, Ireland, Slovenia and Lithuania. They were all aimed at the budget-slashing, tax-hiking, pension-cutting austerity plans that European governments have implemented to try to control their debt. Tens of thousands of demonstrators also marched through the streets of Brussels towards European Union buildings. The march in Brussels took place just as the EU Commission proposed new penalties to punish member states that have run up deficits, mainly to fund social programmes in a time of high unemployment. We spoke to Senior Fellow in Economics at the UK-based research institute Chatham House, Vanessa Rossi. She says the jobless figures in some European countries are cause for concern.
This is again an area where we're seeing a major divergence in fortunes, partly because of its automatic stabilisers. Germany came through the recession with very little change in its unemployment rate and now even hoping to create jobs. Whereas if we take the worst cases, particularly where property sectors have been crashing in Spain, in Ireland, in Greece, then these countries are seeing unemployment rise quite dramatically and with very little hope that that's going to be turned around in the next few years. One of the major employers in Spain, for example, was the construction industry, and now that industry looks as if it's going to be pretty well quiet for 5-10 years to come. So where do the new jobs come from? Now, that means that we've got a big divide between these countries facing that problem and the other countries such as Germany, which look to have a rather rosier future.